Welcome back. In this lesson, we're making a roller where the ride symbol isn't just sprinkled on top, it's the engine. Clean driving, old school rave pressure, but still controlled enough that your drum bus doesn't turn into a fizzy mess. We're staying beginner friendly, we're using stock Ableton Live 12 devices, and we're working in that breakbeats area of drum and bass, 172 BPM, tight kick and snare, ghosts for movement, then a ride groove that pushes forward without ripping your ears off. Before we touch anything, here's the mindset that makes this easy. Think ride equals groove ruler, not ride equals simple. If the ride is stable and shaped properly, your whole track feels fast even with a simple drum pattern. If the ride is messy or too bright, you'll overcompensate by adding more and more little hits, and the whole thing blurs out. Alright, let's set up the project so it feels like DNB immediately. Set your tempo somewhere between 170 and 174. Put it on 172 to start. Now make 3 MIDI tracks. Name them Drums Core, Drums Hats and Ride, and Drums Ghosts and Extras. This matters because these 3 parts have 3 different jobs. The core is time and impact, the ghosts are movement, and the ride is momentum and pressure. If they're all on one track, you'll EQ and compress them the same way, and the ride will mess up your kick and snare, or your kick and snare will force the ride to sound wrong. Next, on Drums Core, drop in a drum rack. Choose a kick that's short and punchy, like a DNB kick, not a long boomy 808 tail. For the snare, go crisp, but not super clappy. You want crack, not applause. If you want, load an extra rim or ghost snare later, but for now, keep it simple. One kick, one snare. This lesson is about groove and control, not sample collecting. Now we program the backbone. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on Drums Core. Put your snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton terms, that's 1.2 and 1.4, if you're looking at bar 1. Now the kick. For a clean starter roller skeleton, put the kick on 1.1 and 1.3. That's it. Simple, but it works because it leaves space for the ride to do its job. Select the notes and quantes at 100%. We're starting tight on purpose. We'll add movement in controlled places, not everywhere at once. Hit play for a second. You should hear that classic DNB spine. Kick, snare, kick, snare. If this already feels decent, you're in the right zone. Now we add ghosts. Ghost notes are basically the glue between the snare hits. They add an illusion of speed and funk without actually cluttering the main hits. Go to Drums, Ghosts and Extras. You can load another drum rack, or you can copy the same rack if you want the same snare tone. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Add very quiet ghost snare hits on the E of each beat. So you're placing them at 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, and 1.4.3. Now pull their velocities down. Start around 20 to 45. If you can obviously hear them as extra snares, they're too loud. They should feel like motion, not like extra backbeats. Here's a key concept. We are not going to swing the whole drum pattern. We want the snare on 2 and 4 to stay like an anchor. So the trick is, put groove on the ghost clip only. Open the groove pool and find a swing, like swing 16-65 if you want it lively, or 16-60 if you want it cleaner. Apply it to the ghost clip at about 30 to 50% amount. Play it again. Your snare should still feel solid, but the space between hits should start to dance. That's the start of a roller feel, even before the ride comes in. Now the main event, the ride groove. Go to Drums Hats and Ride. Load a drum rack and choose a ride sample. A tight 909 style ride works great for this. You can also use a crisp acoustic ride, but the more real it is, the more you'll need to control harshness. You can also load a closed hat for layering later, but again, keep it simple for the first pass. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip. Option A, the classic roller move, put the ride on every 16th note, all 16 steps in the bar. If you do that and leave all velocities the same, it'll sound like a typewriter. Fast, yes. Rave, no. So we shape it with velocity like it's mixer automation. Accents go on the quarter notes, 1.1, 1.2, 1.3, and 1.4. Then medium hits on the offbeats, and softer hits on the little in-between steps. A solid starting velocity pattern across the 16ths is 90, 55, 70, 50, and repeat that each beat. So you get that pump. Strong, soft, medium, soft, strong, soft, medium, soft. Play it. You should feel the ride pulling the groove forward, but not screaming for attention. Option B is the skippy old school vibe. Put the ride on 8th notes instead, and then add an occasional 16th just before the snare, like right before beat 2 and beat 4. This is especially sick when you're layering a break, because it leaves room for the break's little ticks. For now, I recommend you build both options as two separate clips, one clip that's 1/8 ride, and one clip that's full 1/16 ride with velocity shaping. That way you can arrange energy without redesigning your sound every time. Now, let's make the ride clean. This is the difference between rave pressure and metallic headache. On the ride track, at EQ 8 first, high pass it aggressively. Yes, aggressively. Use a 24 dB slope and set it somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. Rides do not need low mids. Low mids on rides just eat headroom and make your whole drum bus cloudy. Now find the harsh zone. Often it's between 6 and 9 kHz. Do a small dip, like -2 to -4 dB, with a Q around 2. Not a surgical needle, not a giant scoop. Just enough that you can turn it up without pain. If the ride becomes too dull after that, add a tiny air shelf up around 12 kHz, like +1 to +2 dB. Keep it subtle. Remember, let the snare provide the bite. The ride's job is momentum. Next device, drum bus. Set drive somewhere around 2 to 6 for controlled smack. Keep crunch low, like 0 to 10, because we're staying clean. Use damp to calm harshness, somewhere between 5 and 30 depending on your sample. And make sure boom is off. You do not want low-end boom coming from the ride chain. If you still need the ride to feel present at a lower volume, add a saturator after drum bus. Soft sine mode. Drive 1 to 3 dB, and turn on soft clip. This is one of those small move, big result tricks. You get perceived loudness and density without actually cranking the fader. Then add a compressor to tame spikes. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds so you don't kill the transient completely. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds. You're aiming for maybe 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction only on peaks. A big teacher note here. Clean ride is mostly EQ plus gentle dynamics. Don't try to fix a harsh ride by slamming a limiter. That's how you get that fatiguing fizzy top that feels loud but not good. Now we glue the whole drum groove. Select your drum tracks and group them. Call the group drum bus. On the drum bus, add glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1. Soft clip on. Then bring the threshold down until you get about 1 to 4 dB of reduction. You're not trying to smash your drums into a pancake. You're trying to make them feel like one unit. After that, an EQ 8 for cleanup. Gentle low cut at 20 to 30 Hz just to remove rumble. Then, if the ride is dominating the whole mix, do a gentle high shelf down by 1 or 2 dB somewhere between 8 and 12 kHz. This is a whole kit decision, not a ride decision. Finally, a limiter as safety, not for loudness. Put the ceiling at -0.3 dB. Ideally, it's only catching 1 to 2 dB on peaks. Now, if you want that authentic old-school rave edge, we can add a break layer. This is optional, but it's basically instant jungle credibility. Drop a break loop onto an audio track. Warp mode. Beats. Preserve. 1/16. Set transients around 40 to 70. Then high pass the break with a EQ8 around 150 to 250 Hz so it stays out of your kick and bass space. Blend it low, like -18 to -12 dB underneath your program drums. You shouldn't hear "here's the break." You should feel "oh wow." The tops and the ghost motion just got real. Now arrangement. Because rollers live and die on arrangement logic. Here's a simple 16-bar plan that feels like real DNB. Bars 1 to 4, just kick, snare, and ghosts. No ride. This makes the ride feel like an event when it arrives. Bars 5 to 8. Bring in the ride, but use the 1/8 ride clip, or keep the 1/16 ride quieter and darker. Bars 9 to 12. Full 1/16 ride with your velocity accents, and bring in the brake layer if you're using it. Bars 13 to 16. Do a small variation. One of the best tricks is dropping the ride for half a bar, then slamming it back in on beat 1. Old school rave energy is often simple loops plus smart changes, not constant new patterns. Now I'm going to give you a couple coach techniques that beginners usually miss, and they're huge. First, velocity is your mixer automation. If you need more ride presence, don't immediately turn up the ride track. Keep the track lower and push the accent velocities on the quarter notes. That preserves headroom and stops the drum bus from sizzling. Second, keep the ride timing stable at first. Near quantized is fine. If you want extra urgency without moving 16 notes around, use track delay. On the ride track, try -5 to -15 milliseconds. Negative means it hits a little earlier, which feels like push. If it starts tripping over the snare, go the other direction, like +5 milliseconds, so it sits slightly behind. Third, always a slash beat at low volume. Turn your speakers down. If the groove still feels good quietly, it will feel huge loud. If it only feels exciting when it's loud, the ride is probably too bright or too constant. If you want an easy upgrade that sounds arranged without doing much, make your ride clip two bars instead of one. Bar 1. Your normal accent pattern. Bar 2. Slightly stronger accents on beats 2 and 4, so it leans into the snare backbeat. It's tiny, but it stops the loop from sounding copy-pasted. Another tasteful trick. Snare-answering pickups. Right before beat 2 or 4, raise the velocity of the last 16th, or add one extra 16th as a pickup. Do it once every 4 bars, not every bar. That way it reads as producer detail, not nervous pattern. And if the ride is still too bright, don't just keep cutting highs until it disappears. Try slotting it behind the snare. In EQ8 on the ride, do a narrow dip around 2.5 to 5 kHz, depending on where your snare bite lies. Then add a gentle shelf above 10 to 12 kHz if you need air. That makes the snare feel forward, and the ride feel like it's driving from behind. One more advanced but easy move, parallel ride presence. Create a return track called Ride Breeze. Put a saturator on it, soft clip on, drive maybe 4 to 8 dB. After it, put EQ8, high pass around 700 Hz to 1 kHz, and maybe a small lift around 8 to 10 kHz if you want. Then send a little bit of the ride to that return, like minus 20 to minus 12 dB send level. You'll perceive more detail without turning up the main ride fader. Alright, quick 15-minute practice plan to lock this in.